Hey there, Helen.
Hey, Cleet, how's it going?
Cleet? That's gotta be trouble.
Come on, Roy's just the water delivery guy.
Hey, I missed you last week.
Oh, yeah, I was at the dentist.
Oh, come on. With that pretty smile?
Yeah, you're right. Nothing to worry about. Man, that guy must work out 7 times a week. That reminds me, I gotta take a nap.
Okay, I'll just go get you a check. I'll be right back.
Take your time. I'll be here.
Hey, buddy, I'll take those for Helen. I'm her husband.
It's okay. I'm just waiting to get paid.
Oh, well, here. This cover?
Yeah. Well, just tell Helen I'll see her next week.
You might want to call first. Helen, really not into water anymore. Just hand me those bottles.
Whatever.
Joe, what are you doing with those bottles? And where's Cleet?
Had to go. Another delivery.
So, where do you want these?
Well, Cleet, you should put some in the kitchen.
Okay, no problem. All right, then. Glad I could be of help.
Now, I'm not going to beat around the bush. How would you like to get in on the ground floor of the hottest new investment opportunity of the 90s?
These are words I'm going to live to regret. Tell me more.
Ready?
Huh?
Rob's Kebabs.
You mean shish kebabs?
No. Not just shish. No. Here. Look at the brochure.
If you skewer it, they will come. Well, I'm sorry, Roy. I don't mean to be a stick in the meat, but all my money's tied up in falafels.
Hi.
Hey, Casey, how's it going?
Well, I just got my 2-week notice from the Board of Tourism. I'm getting laid off.
Oh, that's terrible. Getting fired has got to be the worst thing in the world. You feel so rejected and worthless and stupid and no good to anybody.
Faye, why don't you just take her out back and shoot her?
Yeah, I can't believe that they're letting me go. I gave them such great ideas for boosting winter tourism on this rock, you know, and all they did was just reject everyone.
Hello? Yeah, 1 second. Casey, it's your boss.
Oh, God, what does he want?
Well, isn't it obvious? He probably wants to can you now, making you feel all the more stupid and worthless.
Hey.
And no good to...
Hello, Mr. Douglas. You sound very handsome today. What? You're kidding. Yeah? Okay, thank you. I can't believe it. One of my ideas came through. Nantucket's going to have a sister city. Isn't that fantastic? Huh?
Okay, I'll take a shot. What's a sister city?
You pick a foreign city and you establish economic, cultural, and tourist ties. And now Nantucket has a brand new sister, and her name is Kiranon.
Kiranon? Never heard of it.
Kiranon! Yeah, but I know where that is. It's just lovely, it is. It's got beautiful... in a sandy... with the... in a sky. And, boy, there's just no better than Kiradad.
Yeah. Well, I better go read up on it. You know more about it than I do.
Listen, Joey, I'm running a little behind. Do me a favor. Pick up my suit from the cleaners, will you? I'm Casey's escort for that sister city thing she's throwing tomorrow night. Yeah, I guess she just wanted a little arm candy to walk in there with. Okay, over and out. To the pilot. It's me.
You are incredibly hot. I keep fantasizing about all the things I want to do to you. Meet me after we land. I'm sitting in back on the right. Okay. Although I am flattered, this is not my scene. Oh, what a difference a row makes.
Hey.
Hey.
What would you like?
Well, I see there's a ring on your finger, so I guess it can't be you.
Oh, you. Now, if you keep that up, I'm just going to have to give you a whole lot of free food.
Oh, man, what a night I had last night. I met the most fantastic woman. I had the most passionate night of my life. We made a connection like you would not believe.
Really? What was her name?
I don't know. Just call her Passenger B6.
You don't even know her name?
Well, you know, we didn't do that much talking, if you know what I mean. And next morning, she left without saying goodbye. No note, no nothing. Just walked out the door, didn't look back. Oh, man, that's class.
You know what? I really do not miss being single at all. I am so glad that I'm in a long-term relationship based on love and trust. Excuse me, I gotta go save my marriage. Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, good.
See, you met Stanley.
Stanley? And she said her name is Helen.
Well, yeah, it's Helen now. But when we were on the wrestling team in high school together, it was Stanley. He was a small boy, but he was wiry. You know, I think he's got... Oh, she's... I think she's got her eye on you, lucky dog.
Have you decided?
You know, I don't think I'm that hungry. I'll see you later, dude.
Hey, Helen, can I get a cup of coffee?
You sure can. Faye?
Centaur McCarnum, Helen.
Well, the same to you, Faye. It's not even 5 o'clock yet.
Centaur McCarnum means good afternoon in Kiranot, and this is one of their native costumes. I thought it would be a nice way of saying welcome when they arrive today.
You know, I don't see why we have to invite a bunch of foreigners here. They take our jobs, they date our women. Before you know it, they're acting like they own the joint. Are you going to pour that or what?
A rule by Prince Restivan and his wife, Princess Fala, the tiny island city of Kiranon is responsible for a third of the world's talcum powder. Isn't that fascinating?
Yes, but there isn't a chafe to button the whole place.
Hey, the prince and princess will be coming through that gate right over there, so we need the councilman here and the press over there. Oh, I've never been so nervous in my entire life.
Well, try not to perspire, dear. There are dry people.
They're here. Oh, welcome, Your Highness, to our island. I am Casey Davenport, and even though this is not your country, our goal is to treat you like royalty. Now, if you just give us a few minutes, our minivan needs a jump.
I'm sure our visit will be as delightful as you are.
Oh.
Thank you for inviting us, Miss Davenport.
And where, may I ask, is the other lovely highness?
Oh, actually, my wife came in yesterday. She likes to mingle with the locals. Ah, here she comes now.
Joey, did you see my...
Oh, man, Joey, that's her.
Who?
The woman I told you about, the amazing, the fantastic...
The princess?
Okay, so she was a little whiny, but that doesn't make it.
Idiot, the princess of Kiranon. And that's her husband, the prince. Way to go.
Hey, come on, you guys. Casey wants us over there. Their highnesses are receiving.
Maybe I shouldn't go. I've already received.
I don't know what to say. I've never met royalty before.
Oh, don't worry, Antonio. They're just like you and me, only better. Now, just go over there and be yourself. I'm sure they'll find you perfectly charming.
Hello. I'm Antonio Scarpacci. I don't know what I'd do without talcum powder. My racket, you know, I sit 12 or 13 hours a day. Things can get pretty rosy down there.
Okay, let's move the line along. I'd like to introduce you to my sister Helen and her husband Joe.
Hello, your highnesses. I'd like to offer you a great big king-size welcome.
Next!
Joe Hackett. Watch your back.
I would like you to meet Brian Hackett.
I'm sorry. I mean, I'm honored.
Brian, it's customary to kiss the hand of the princess.
Yeah, I know. I have a little... Believe me, last time.
Well, if you will just follow me.
Miss Davenport, I wonder if you could assist me. Our two little princesses wish to visit the salon before the ceremony tonight. Would it be possible to procure them a driver?
Oh, Antonio, the princess would like someone to drive her little girls to the beauty parlor.
It would be a privilege to have Kiranon royalty in my cab, and I wouldn't dream of accepting a penny for it.
Excellent. Jafra, bring in the girls.
Your Majesty, I am your most humble servant. Dogs? You want me to drive dogs?
Is there a problem?
No. Oh, lovely. Come, girls. Right back at you.
We're all so looking forward to tonight. I promise it's going to be a really great affair.
I can't wait. There is nothing I enjoy more than a really great affair. I'll see you all tonight.
Goodbye, princess. See you later. Well, so far so good. I mean, I think it's going to work. I'm going to save my job.
Right, great. Listen, about...
Kiranon is so fascinating. Listen to this. The national color is purple. The official flower is the tuberose.
Yeah, Faye.
The penalty for adultery is cutting off the man's pension. Not pension. I really do need my glasses. Yes. Well, that makes a lot more sense.
Okay, what is so important?
I'm not going to the party.
What? You're my escort. Give me one good reason why you can't go.
I slept with the princess.
You better be talking about one of those dogs.
Well, there was some barking involved.
You just hate my guts, don't you? You must have sat there and thought, what is the worst thing that I can do to Casey? I know, I'll sleep with her sister city.
Oh! Well, you people sure are note happy. Her Highness Princess Fala requests you to sit beside her at tonight's festivities. Well, I'm sorry. Please inform the princess that I will not be able to make it. Put on your dancing shoes. We're a-partying tonight! She is. Oh, I'm in trouble. See how low-cut that dress is? You can see her garaginas. All right, so I picked up a couple of words last night. Two of them were garaginas.
Casey, need to talk to you now.
Antonio.
Now.
Look, don't move, don't talk to anyone, don't do anything stupid.
You're really tying my hands here.
It's about the little princesses.
The dogs? What about them?
They're not dogs. They're furry, yapping piranhas. Look what they did to me.
Antonio, where are they?
I was driving them to the groomer when they decided to use my back seat as their royal potty. So I stopped the car, and I told them to get the hell out.
Oh, are you insane?
Too soon to say. The rabies test hasn't come back yet.
Look, if I can hang on just a few more minutes, the Sister City thing will be official, okay? You find those dogs and bring them back here. You understand me?
Fine. Fine, fine. You know, there's still a few spots in my cab they haven't fouled.
See, Casey. Princess, it's 6 o'clock. What am I gonna do?
Okay. You just stick with me. Everything will be fine.
All right, yeah, I can get through this, right? I got willpower. I got self-control.
Hello, Brian. May I have a word with you in private?
Absolutely. Upstairs, okay?
Princess! Princess! It's not that I don't understand your taste for our local fare, but there are some, how can I say this, dishes that are best tasted only once, much like mango. The first time that you eat it, you think, wow, this is the most wonderful thing I've ever had. And the second time, it's dull and stupid and you don't know what you ever saw in it.
Well, then you are not preparing it correctly. You have to handle it very carefully in order to bring out the natural juices. Believe me, when I serve mango, everyone begs for more. So, who wants mango?
I could go for some fruit.
Princess, I think the prince is looking for you. Go run!
No, he's just talking to that awful kebab man.
Oh, my God. If you'll just excuse me for a moment.
And in the kebab game, you got your fast turnover, you got your low overhead, and you have got one hell of a takeout business, because remember, goat travels.
Your Highness, the city council is waiting to speak with you.
Oh, thank you. Uglap Schmitz. Why did you do that?
Stay away from the prince, Roy. I don't want anything getting in the way of the key to the cities.
You...
Oh, hello, it's Jaffa, isn't it?
The little princesses. They have returned?
No. But Roy's here.
You look like a pretty shrewd businessman. Now, I'm gonna do you a big favor.
Your Highness, I just had an idea. What if we exchange the keys to the cities now and make it official?
Very well. But we cannot proceed without my wife. Where is the princess?
Well, last time I saw her, she was over there, and now she's not. So if you will just excuse me for a moment. There you are. Where have you been?
Oh, don't ask. I don't know what's wrong with Joe. We drove up. The valet tried to help me out of the car, and Joe screams, "Hey, buddy, ain't you getting enough at home?" and just sped off.
Listen, I really need your help.
Just a second. I'm going to try the national cocktail. That was kind of goopy, isn't it?
You don't have time to drink that. I am in a lot of trouble. The princess is all over Brian, and if the prince finds out, I'm finished.
Well, what do you want me to do?
Well, distract him, dance with him, talk to him, flirt with him, just make sure that he doesn't see them.
Oh, forget it. I'm not going to do that.
Fine. Then I'll just lose my job and live off you for the rest of my life.
Yo, prince, come to mama.
Hello there, stranger.
Hi. Bye.
No, I want to dance.
Oh, I don't think that's such a good idea. Your husband is on the dance floor and there's people all around. Okay. Excuse me, coming through. Dead man walking.
the best I could do. The royal rodents are gone, baby. Long live princesses Zelda and Lightning. See ya.
What is going on? Those are the royal dogs.
On Nantucket, we take your dogs and we give you our dogs. It's called the traditional Nantucket dog train.
Hey, Casey, this seems like a really nice party. What the hell is going on over there? What is the prince doing with his head buried in Helen's Karagnus?
No, don't! Just let me get the key!
Okay, pal, time to cool off.
Joe, what are you doing?
What am I doing? Let's ask the prince what the hell he's doing with my wife.
Why don't we ask him what he's doing with my wife?
You know what? I think this is the perfect time for the key exchange. What do you think? Huh? Yes, is this the tourism board of New Delhi? Good news, we're interested in being your sister city. Uh-huh. Well, if you could just have somebody return my call, my office number is 508-555-0174. Just ask for Casey Davenport. All righty, Helen. Catch you next Monday.